Well, joining us right now to take a look at how the COVID pandemic has been affecting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good morning to you and happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. So, first off, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have lost some more residents to this deadly virus. So our death count total is 441 residents have perished. Total cases overall, 15,616 cases. And the one that's the most concerning, quite honestly, is the current active cases. We're up to 276. And as I said to you in the past, on July 12th, we were down to 12 current cases. So the uptick is real, and we're continuing to roll out, on a daily basis, quite honestly, giving shots and vaccines and pop-up clinics. And it's all hands on deck, and we're going to continue that.
Now, we've been hearing in many parts of the country hospitals being overwhelmed. What's the situation like in Brockton as far as that?
Well, we're very fortunate. As you know, we have three hospitals, right? We have the VA hospital, we have Good Samaritan Medical Center, and Brockton Hospital Signature. I have weekly calls with all the CEOs of those locations. And, the census numbers, the inpatient numbers are up. There's a few very sick people in the ICU, but they have assured me that, you know, they have enough beds, and they have enough, of course, wonderful dedicated staff and clinicians. So it's really a situation where we're monitoring on a daily basis, my medical consultant, Dr. Herman. But again, we're also, continuing endeavors here in the city of Brockton. Just on Wednesday, we did a blood drive and with the Red Cross and the NAACP at the Shaw Center. And we also did a Corey-friendly job event for people reentering with the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, the District Attorney's Office here at the War Memorial. And today we're actually, Dan, it's the first in the Commonwealth. We're doing a raft event, rental assistance at the Shaw Center. It's open up to people that, again, are dealing with issues with paying their rent. And it's in conjunction with my office and NeighborWorks Housing Solutions and Rob Corley, the CEO. So we're still doing community events, educational events, but COVID is still paramount.
Now, of course, I also do have to ask, the schools have been open for a while now. How is that going?
Things are going well. I mean, I have to say there's been some wrinkles with the busing. As you know, we bought half the fleet ourselves, and next year we'll buy the entire fleet, and then we'll have a full capacity transportation where the city of Brockton will be saving $4 million a year by having its own buses. So we are trying to find some folks to fill some bus driver situations. I reached out to Lieutenant Governor Polito the other day. The National Guard, as you know, Governor Baker is utilizing National Guard for some communities. And the LG was great. Commissioner Riley from the Educational Commissioner is working with Superintendent Mike Thomas to see if we can utilize some National Guard assistance. But in terms of the classroom, the teachers, the students, and again, I'm a dad of three kids, things are working in a really positive manner in terms of the classroom.
Alrighty. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan, and I will speak to you next Thursday.
Be well. Look forward to it. Thank you so much.